You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the local performance arts scene, which, as we all know, has changed considerably due to our current health crisis. And one of those performance venues impacted by that and operating under what a lot of people are calling the new normal is Ann Arbor's Blue Llama Jazz Club. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is club owner Don Hicks. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you doing?
Well, going back a few months, I was so excited I was going to talk to you and wish you a happy one-year birthday of the Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor. And then the music sort of stopped as the global health crisis took over. And wondering, where were you when the music stopped?
Yeah, well, we did have a birthday. It happens every year. and for us, the music didn't stop, but it certainly changed its venue.
Yeah.
You know, so much of live jazz is about being in that moment with other people. And that's the one thing that we really can't afford to do right now as a community. But music's got to keep going, and we will get through this. The Blue Llama's been operating this whole time, just making sure that we're doing it safely. We support and follow the governor's guidelines, but we're also chomping in the bit to open up and get people back in safely, working on having great nights out.
From what I've seen, it seems like you've been pretty active, at least on Facebook. What's been going on?
Well, there's a ton of things. What timeline is there like this?
Yeah.
This has definitely forced a lot of innovation. We've been very experimental, been open to trying anything that we can get away with that's legal and safe and supportive for folks. We're very, very fortunate. The community really took us in. You know, as you mentioned, we're only over a year old, but we feel like we've been around here for a long time. People still got to eat. They need a good meal and, as it turns out, a great bottle of wine more than ever before. So we pivoted in the space of about 2 or 3 days. We have a great team that took the challenge. We're delivering on more meals than we ever thought we would get to. And we're working on some engineering plans for the club to make sure that when we're allowed to open the doors, we open it up. In the meantime, we also are doing the occasional solo live stream. We live stream some of our archived performances from folks in the club. And we are trying to be very active about bringing free meals and doing our part for the community. It's not something that we like to try to bang the drum on because it's just the right thing to do. We're ready to open when we're able to open.
So let's go back a few. I have several questions for you, starting with archived performances. Now, those were videos that you actually took of concerts that had happened there or shows before?
Yeah, exactly. Like last Monday, we had Keon Harold, Grammy Award-winning, fantastic musician, and he came into the club, and we were able to semi-live stream because it was live when we did it, and we replayed his show. We're trying to do that as much as we can, but we've also had the occasional solo artist, like Ellen Rowe, came in and had a great evening actually live streaming music. If your group is small enough, you don't violate any social distancing issues. If you're a solo act, you're 6 feet away from everybody by definition.
So I saw that on Facebook. WEMU favorite Ellen Rowe walks in, sits down at a piano. I see a purple light, and she has a mask with her. So that actually happened inside the Blue Llama Jazz Club?
We have an awesome piano, and it sounded great with Ellen on it. We have video streaming capabilities. We were always set up to be a sort of a multimedia performance venue. The stage is about 12 feet away from everybody else. So, you know, everybody's wearing masks in there. We're doing our part, doing our thing.
So technically, you could order some food from the Blue Llama Jazz Club kitchen and sit at home and watch an event and almost feel like you're still there.
Not just technically. We hope you will.
Yeah.
And we've rolled out some really cool new menus. You know, we have our Blue Llama Express, and we tried to focus on food that's going to travel well. But we also opened up a couple pop-ups in our space. So
really?
We opened up, we opened up our Jibarito Latin-inspired cuisine. Amazing Latin American sandwiches, Puerto Rican red snapper with rice. People swear by that.
Mm.
We opened up an Asian pop-up called Of Rice and Men.
Oh.
You ain't seen nothing yet because we have one or two more pop-ups coming up.
Okay.
We're interested to explore African cuisine.
Okay.
And we also are looking at some fresh pasta delivery.
Oh. Yeah,
so, and I got to highlight Ava's Bakery.
Yes.
Our pastry chef Ava is fantastic, and she's been putting together kits. So you can add one of those on there and then bake something up the next day. Our sommelier has been selecting wine specials, and we're trying to link that up with both the food and the music. And that's always been our theme, bringing together food and music to kind of make the end greater than the sum of the parts. This is a great time to experiment, great time to try new things.
Have you thought about how this will look post-pandemic? Will you incorporate some of the changes that you've made, or you're just going to go back to how things were before? I mean, can any of us go back to how things were before?
Well, you know, this is not a time to play things like classical music. This is a time to be a jazz musician. That means we're going to be improvising,
yeah.
But it doesn't mean just making everything up. It means that we're going to roll with the changes. Our carryout and delivery service has been very successful, and we expect that to be a big part of the formula going forward. We do expect that when we're allowed to reopen, there'll be a lot lower capacity. Tables were pretty hard to get before this thing, and I think they're going to be really hard to get after. And we're going to roll with the changes. We have a long-term commitment to pay back the affection that the community has shown us. I mean, we feel the love, and the musicians thrive on it. I guess I'd say we feel a real responsibility now as well, because musicians have been hit so, so hard.
Right.
And we owe it to these guys. We're going to look for ways to get more people on our stage, more performers out there. And we're trying to get ways for them to highlight their fundraising. So when folks are doing live streaming, we want to be able to have folks do virtual donations through the artist websites and, you know, support these artists, support these musicians. They're not allowed to go out and do what they do, not just economically, but these artists are artists because they live for this. They live for expressing themselves through music, as the great Joey DeFrancesco said at our club. That's how they express themselves. So think about those guys, and as we open it up, you'll see a lot more musicians. Come on out and support them. Support them outside of the club as well. We're in very strong shape. We know the community is not. I'm more worried for our friends on Main Street and the folks downtown. A lot of empty stores. It makes me really worried. We're going to do our part to be a rock right in the middle of this thing where people can count on us. People are resilient. They say it's a new normal. I don't know what the hell normal actually is. We're going to all make the best of it. And I do believe that it's going to take quite a while before people feel comfortable and safe going out. And there's nothing we can do about that. We can support the scientists who are trying to make something happen and be as safe as we can throughout. That's our thing.
Blue Llama Jazz Club owner in Ann Arbor, Don Hicks, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul. I know everyone at WEMU and our listeners are anxious to get back in there, and we wish you best of luck moving forward.
Stay cool, Ann Arbor. Stay cool, Ipsy. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it. We'll see you all soon at the Blue Llama.